Now, in the studio, I am pleased to be joined by Karen and Sally of Essex Business Partnerships. How are you?
Good, thank you, Joe.
Now, Sally, it's your first time in the studio, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah, great. And now, for those that might be listening for the first time, can you tell us just a little bit about Essex Business Partnerships and what you do?
So Essex Business Partnerships was started about, we're in our third year, so just under 3 years ago. And the aim of the organisation is to bring businesses from all corners of Essex together to network, build collaborations, trust and grow. So we're bringing businesses from north to south, east to west, etc., etc., but to get their name further afield where they might never have met other businesses in other areas.
Yes. Connect, communicate and collaborate.
And it is, it's the connections, because connections are very important in business.
Absolutely.
And then from there you can collaborate. And it does help a business grow. And there's lots of examples that we can give that we've people that we would never have met unless we had connected with them through networking.
So, Sally, how did you get started with all this? As I say, because it's your first time here at the studio.
So I've been networking for 8-9 years now. I used to have a previous business in the cake business, and I was in corporate. So I wanted to network, and I just love networking, meeting different businesses, and I've met so many people, so many interesting people. And then through COVID, I'd closed my business because I didn't want to. Businesses weren't out there to do the events. And so I decided I'd like to work with other people, other businesses, and we started... I wouldn't say Essex Business Partnerships because we renamed, but we started the organisation, which now is Essex Business Partnerships. And we've just grown from strength to strength. And again, meeting new businesses, which I've never met over the years. And yeah, helping businesses at the end of the day. And yeah, I just love it.
Sally and I met through networking. And throughout COVID, we used to walk together, didn't we? And we became really good friends. So we've got a friendship out of networking.
Also, it definitely works then as well from all different forms. Because like you say, it's from one spectrum to the other of the amount of people that you've been networking with or helping to network, haven't you?
Oh, yes, totally. It's all sectors of industry. It can be the sole traders up to the larger corporations. At the end of the day, we're all human. And within networking, within business, you're all looking for the same thing. You're looking for... growing your business, and that's what people need to understand. It's networking is a great way of growing your business, and you meet, like I say, along the way you meet such interesting people, and you just don't know where it will take you, and you evolve. You know, in one respect, if you had asked me 10 years ago, I'd be sitting on the radio, I'd be going no way, no way at all. Now, well, I'm here, which I'd never have dreamt about. But you evolve, you grow. And again, it's confidence. A lot of people find networking overpowering, and you know, you need the confidence, but you don't really, because we're all a friendly group. We all want the same thing. We want to be able to meet businesses, and that's where you grow your friendships from as well, because the people, you know, you can pick up the phone and it's, would you like a cup of coffee? Or if you feel stressed, especially now with mental health out there, you know, the people are quite... you know, tuned to it, and you just pick up the phone and you can have a coffee and, you can just become in another world.
The thing is, a lot of people think you can just do everything online. I mean, I do a majority thing online. But, and of course, there's definitely a place for that to help spread the word without question. But the actual networking thing is nothing better than face-to-face and building on those relationships, right, no matter what sort of business you've got. So if you've got a missing link somewhere, someone might actually spot it and you not even be aware to help you progress within your business. That is, am I along the right... You are nodding the right way, up and down, rather than sideways. So I think I've got on the right line there, Karen,
Oh, you definitely are. I mean, face-to-face makes such a difference. We had a meeting this morning and there was so much banter. It was really informal. We had a presentation by somebody talking about fire and the changes in the law, and it was a really good, fun meeting. But it's an opportunity for businesses to get to know each other, and people buy from people. They buy from people they know and they trust, and that's what networking is all about.
Now, look, I want to talk to you about the benefits of networking and the best way to do it, really, or the right way to do it. But what I'm going to do first, I'm just going to play, because I always ask my guests when they come in, have you got a request? And I asked Karen last time, so it was Sally's time. Sally, can you remember what it was? I know what it is, because I've got it lined up.
No, not a pet.
She can't remember what it was. It was Lionel Richie with My Destiny. So we're back here on Phoenix FM with Karen and Sally of Essex Business Partnerships. Now, we're talking about network, obviously, because that's your business. But Karen, if I can ask you, what's the wrong way to network rather than what's the right way?
Yes, and there's quite a lot of wrong ways to network. Number one is don't panic, because people do and think that they need to go in and talk about their business and just talk about their business and... Yeah, it's a sort of interesting situation, but most people are nice and they want to learn about you and who you are. Number two was don't sit in the corner and hope that people are going to come and see you, because they're not. And I think it's about remembering that everybody's there for the same reason. We're all there to sell our business and to help our business grow. So everybody is in the same boat. And the other thing is just not to run around the room and hand out your business cards to everybody, because they will put them in the bin and they'll take no notice. You need to take time with people. And the other thing is not to just talk about your business constantly, because again, people don't want to be talked at, they want to talk with you.
So I'm going to ask you the opposite there, Sally, as well. What is the right way?
Well, to start with, the groups that you go to, it's not a case of popping in and popping out. You know, networking is for the long haul. It doesn't happen straight away. So to be honest with you, you need to, if you can't do loads of events, choose a particular event or a couple of events and go along to those events on a regular basis. Because in that respect, people remember you. You're starting to build the trust up as well, which trust is a massive thing within networking. Don't feel overwhelmed if people are in a group. You can just stand within the group, not necessarily butting in when you strip, but just getting there, because people won't think anything different. The person that's standing there will feel very apprehensive and everything and feel that, you know, you wouldn't normally go into a conversation like that. But as Karen says, we're all in the room to network. So people are quite happy for people to stand there and, you know, they will encourage you to be part of the conversation. Business cards, always have them with you, because people have them on their phones, etc. Personally, I like a business card because I write down on the business card where I've met the person. I link up with them, because you put them on your phone, you can lose them in their number or a number. Where if you've got one that you put away, you can go to it and you can pick it up, and it's quicker and it's easier. Don't talk about yourself, talk about what you do, maybe some hobbies, or, you know, people that you've met. You've got this, the two sides of it. It's not all about business, because yes, you are there for business, but you kind of, you're getting to know the person, you're getting to build that that knowledge of the person, the trust of the person. And at the end of the day, trust is massive in networking, because if you build that trust up, people will feel that they can refer you. They're not going to refer somebody that or use their services if, you know, they're a one-minute wonder. You've got to be kind of known. And it does take a long while. You know, some people want to go in, they want that purchase, they want that sale. It doesn't always happen. You know, it can be well into your networking experience in that particular group. But, you know, you just get known and it's friendly. And, yes, and then later on down the line, you know, business here does come your way and you can refer, but, you know, people aren't going to refer unless they can trust you, because it's their reputation as much as the person that you're referring, because it was an odd job. And yes, COVID did bring out a lot of cowboys in the market. So people, you know, they've got to wheedle them out and then see where they take them from there. But no, it's a long haul. It's not a short haul.
But like any network, it's like any relationship with a friendship. It's you know, it's not an instant thing. So, yeah, and I love the fact that, again, you work with local businesses from all different types of sectors as well, from people working with like youth clubs and things like that, from the council as well, right?
Yep. We get involved with a lot of councils. They ask us to work with them. Yeah, councils, a lot of organisations, charities we work a lot with. Because charities, in one respect, people do get the wrong idea about charities. It's not all about, it's not all about money. They don't necessarily all want money. What they'd like is to get into businesses, to be able to show those businesses the help that they can give them. And that is the hardest part for them, because they say... if soon as they say they're a charity, like the shutters come down, they can't get any further. But we've got multiple charities in our organisation where they just physically, they want to get into businesses and they want to take their information so it helps the employer, the employees.
Yeah.
But they're not given at times the time of day to talk. So we try and get them in to organisations and it helps them and to get their name around. It's like they're just a business at the end of the day, but they're there to help people.
Mm. How can people get hold of you? Yeah, both looking at each other. Which one's going to say something?
Go for it, Sally.
Go on,
Sally. Well, we have got our website, Essex Business Partnerships. Yeah. Our website is quite in-depth, so it tells you a lot of information. Mm. It shows all our events that we hold throughout Essex. There are more coming. And yes, you can contact us through the website. You can join up through the website. You can see our members' events they put there on the website. So our website is our database, really, of what we're doing around. But yeah, if anybody feels that they need to contact us, there's contact details on there. And we're always open for conversations. And we always meet up over a coffee.
Yeah.
And we do meet a lot of people through that way as well. We make people feel included. Mm. So, yeah. Anybody that's interested or have a business or want to go out networking, they're more than welcome to come along to any of our events.
Yeah, and I can say, actually sitting here talking to you both as well, anybody's listening thinking, oh, I just don't know, I kind of fancy doing it, but I'm just not sure. They don't move away, used to, don't look at me now, but they are genuinely really nice people, and you do feel warm as soon as they got into the studio. I thought, oh, you could feel the warmth oozing off of them, and not just because we've got really great weather out there as well. So again, do you just want to give another shout to the website one more time?
It's www.essexbusinesspartnerships.org.uk.
Brilliant. Karen, Sally, thank you ever so much. See you next month.
Will do. Thanks, Jo.
Thank you very much.